All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're actually skipping a little bit in Shari Tshuva. We're actually going to be finishing Shari Tshuva in just a day or two. And we are skipping to page Kuf Nun. Page Kuf Nun. So the reason, just so you understand, we're skipping a little bit is because it's paragraph Chaf Aleph. In the rest of Shari Tshuva, in the rest of this Shar, so that Rabbeinu Yonah is exceptionally technical in terms of his focus on going through the different categories of averos and the specific type of tshuva for each avera, which of course is exceptionally important. This is a bit more focused he has towards, you know, Elul Yomim Noraim Yom Kippur. So I just want to be able to focus on some of the more general concepts that he espouses. Take a look, paragraph Chaf Aleph. And this, of course, is an exceptionally important idea. Chazal said, Averos shehizvada aleihem b'yom kippurim zeh, Averos for which one did tshuva on this Yom Kippur, chozer umisvada aleihem b'yom kippurim acher. One goes ahead and does tshuva again for them on a subsequent Yom Kippur. So what the Rabbeinu Yonah is dealing with over here is the following. How does one go ahead and deal with historical sin? Is historical sin something that we take with us? Is it something that we apologize for consistently and continuously? Or is it something that we say that once something is in the past, so it's in the past? So the Gemara over here quotes the Gemara. We're going to see that the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara brings down two opinions. The first opinion is that averos that I've done vidui for in Yom for a past Yom Kippur, I go ahead and I continuously do tshuva for over and over and over again. Shneamar v'chatosi negdi summit. Quotes over here the pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, "My sin is constantly before me." What does this mean? My sin is constantly before me. This idea that I'm always doing tshuva for my averos. And again, I will say, you know, the Gemara quotes, well, actually, let's read one more line, then we'll go ahead and explain. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Eino chozer umisvad aleihem b'yom kippur macher. Rabbi Eliezer says that you do not go ahead and do tshuva again for an historical avera on present Yom Kippur. Now remember, they're arguing at a very specific point. If I committed avera A in the past, and I repeated it again in the previous year, then of course I do contemporary tshuva for it. What they're talking about is the following. Let's say there's an avera I committed 10 years ago. I did tshuva, and Baruch Hashem, I have not repeated that avera. I haven't done it again. So now the shaila becomes, do I have an obligation to continue to do tshuva for a past event which I have not repeated? That's the fundamental issue. So again, the Rabbanon say yes, Rabbi Eliezer says no. So Rabbanan say yes, quoting the pasuk from Tehillim, V'chatosi negdi somid, my sin is always present before me. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Now, interestingly enough, Rabbi Eliezer's, you know, the Rabbeinu Yonah only quotes part of the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer's lashon is much stronger. Rabbi Eliezer says, you do not go ahead and do tshuva for a past avera which you have not repeated. And he says, if you do so, it's comparable to kekelev shav elkio, like a dog that returns to its vomit. So just like it's disgusting if a dog vomits and then eats the vomit, so too again, a person who goes in and commits an avera, does tshuva for it, and continuously brings it up, it's like the dog returning to its vomit. So again, we have a very, very major machlokes, because it should understand, the reason I'm focusing on this now is because, well, first of all, it's always time for tshuva. This is not just the concept by Yom Kippur, but also because this is exceptionally important in terms of how we relate to our past failures. Our past failures are something that are supposed to be part of our lives day to day, or do we say, bless you, or do we say, bless you, or do we say that past failures are part of the past and need not be dragged along with me into my presence? An incredibly profound machlokes. So now that Rabbeinu Yonah goes on, he says, Ubin Midrashim, page Kof Nun Aleph. Now he quotes from the Medrash. The Medrash says, His hiru ma'od shal yachzor v'yisvad aleh v'yom kippur macher. So the Medrash is vigilant in warning us that we should not go ahead and continuously do tshuva for historical sin that has not repeated itself in the past year. So apparently it appears that the Medrash really seems to side with Rabbi Eliezer, that once you've done tshuva, that's it. Then one need not go ahead and continuously repent for something. He goes on, and the truth is, this is an issue on two fronts. I mean, there are two reasons why the Medrash says that one should not continuously do tshuva for a past event. Number one, well, at least do one today. This is actually quite beautiful. Kiumara atzmo miktoni habitachon ukiilu eneno boteach al gidulas slichas Hashem yizbarach shunose avon v'over apesha. Listen, this is going to blow your mind. The Ben Yonah says to constantly bring up past. Excuse me. Thank you. To constantly bring up past sin, he says, represents or portrays a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we'll say, you know, when we think about bitachon in Hashem, we think about, okay, I have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give me my parnasa. I have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give me refuah. I have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do many things. Everyone says, do you know one of the greatest manifestations of bitachon? One of the most greatest manifestations of bitachon is the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. That if I make a mistake, and I'm sorry for my mistake, and I own my mistake, and we go through all of the processes of tshuva that we have discussed extensively over the last, you know, 82 shiurim that we've had of Sha'arei Tshuva, that I have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives me. We'll say, you should know, this is manifest in the idea that Yom Kippur is a day of incredible simcha. So where is the simcha of Yom Kippur? Obviously, there's no suda, there's no physical enjoyment. Where is the suda? Where is the simcha of Yom Kippur? The simcha of Yom Kippur is in slicha v'chapara. Is the notion ultimately again that I believe that God forgives? Ein simcha gedola mizo. See, he says a person who constantly brings up his averos, a person who constantly dwells on his averos, and cannot get past them. Again, we're talking about a situation where I committed a particular sin. I have not repeated that behavior again. So it's a thing of the past. To consistently and constantly bring it up over and over and over is a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of forgiveness. He says, "Ukiilo, kiilu." I'm in page Kuf Nun Aleph, three lines in. "Ukiilu." Einenu boteach al gidulas slichas Hashem yisbarach shunose avon v'ovra pesha. It's as if I lack the faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who forgives. V'eskiru al zeh te'alamna sifsei sheker. So we'll say, so first remember, the Medrash sides with the Rabbanon against Rabbi Eliezer. And the Medrash advances, the Ben Yonah advances two reasons for that. Number one, because to consistently and constantly bring up sins of the past that I have not repeated represents lack of bitachon and the power of forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vasheni, this is exceptionally profound as well. Kim eno maskir zulosi ha'avonos ha'kodmin. Because if a person only brings up his earlier averos, yidme ki ein da'agoso zulosi al harishonos ki lochata me'acharechein. We'll say, if a person only dwells on the mistakes of the past, they make it look like they have no problems of the present. In other words, that we all have mistakes of the past, but we also all have problems of the present. The problem is, if you become totally past-focused and oriented, you end up not devoting the right amount of time to dealing with the present contemporary issues. V'imkein, yidme ki enenu chofes v'choke drachav. Therefore, we'll say, if it turns out that a person is only focusing on the sins of the past, that means I'm not spending enough time focusing on the issues and the challenges right now. I'm not being introspective enough about my present. V'zeh chali rahu. So we'll say, what the Rabbi Yonah says something very interesting, that sometimes being hyper-focused on the past is a way in which we avoid dealing with the present. And says the Rabbi Yonah, zeh chali rahu. This is a terrible illness. People who are stuck and locked in the past lose the ability to focus on the present. Because those who are truly concerned with the state of their neshama, Obamido sel. So we'll say a person sees all different, we all have challenges. We all have our issues. The problem is that if I am only focused on the mistakes of the past, I have the inability to focus either on my present sins or my present mido flaws. V'kasher mekatzeres mi'asagas madregos ha'ira, o kasher mekatzeres min ha'avodo o me'osik batora, ki anashim gudolam hazeh. Furthermore, I will say we will see, and we'll stop over here for today, but we'll see ultimately that a person who also just focuses on the past not only loses out on the opportunity to focus on the mistakes of the present, but also loses the ability to focus on the opportunities of growth of the present. So it's an interesting thing. On one hand, to learn from our past, says the Rabbi Yonah, is exceptionally important. On the other hand, to be hyper-focused on the past to the exclusion of the present leads to two problems. Number one, a lack of bitachon and the power of forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, a misplaced focus and a misplaced emphasis on that which was, instead of focusing on trying to how to repair and how to improve that which is. Stop it, Rabbi. I'll pick up over here in Eretz Hashem tomorrow.